I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
Yeah.
And we're at Christmas time.
It is, so it's Christmas movie time. Now, unlike other year-end assessments of favorite holiday movies, we're specifically looking at newer ones.
Right, and we are going to bring in the classics.
Okay, good.
Because, choices of ours, yeah.
Good.
Because there's nothing out there.
Right.
You're going to tell me.
Yeah, this is the thing. It's the same thing holds true for Christmas songs, you
yeah,
know?
Oh, God. Except they for Mariah Carey.
That one is the last one, the yeah, last great Christmas song, right? Why is it so hard to make a one that sticks or becomes a tradition?
Well, look at Jingle Jangle.
If I have to.
You know, yeah, you don't have to because it's a mashup of all the Christmas movies you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And the only good thing about it is Forrest Whitaker.
Okay.
Plays,
well, that's great.
Yes,
yeah.
He is great, but he's not given enough to carry the film. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's pretty. You've got kids all over these beautiful sets.
All right.
You've got the magical little toy that supposedly he's making. Like he's China. A former toy maker. He's lost his inspiration.
Okay.
Because one of his workers stole his plans for all of his toys. So for years, he's been grumpy. Until this little, really surprised, this little girl comes along, maybe his granddaughter,
yeah.
And she inspires him, and he creates something that looks like E.T.
Mm. Interesting.
Or the one in that Scorsese film. You remember? Do you know?
I haven't heard someone go from an E.T. reference to a Scorsese reference. That is a 180. The Scorsese film. No, what?
You know, the one where you have the little mechanical stuff
Hugo.
Going on. Yes, thank you. Okay. I knew you would know that. All right, anyway, but I'm saying Jingle Jangle has songs all through it, none of them memorable. it's a nice, pretty,
okay,
but not for anybody who cares about cinema.
Right.
You're going to go back right to It's a Wonderful Life.
Great. Currently, also on Netflix, are two movies. The Christmas Chronicles and Christmas Chronicles
now,
2.
I'd see that just for that couple.
Now, here, yeah, listen, I saw the first one. They, first of all, someone thought this was good enough to make a sequel to. And by the way, Chris Columbus of Home Alone directs the sequel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so the big selling point here is Kurt Russell as Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And in the new one, his real life love, Goldie Hawn.
She came in at the end of the other one, and they said, hey, Goldie Hawn, she's good. Bring her back.
She did come in at the end?
The end of the last one. That's
I don't remember.
How they got it.
But so we started watching this new one last night, and Franco, even he's like, yeah, I'm done with this. You know, but it is fun to watch Kurt Russell. I like this in the Spider-Man movies. Rosemary Harris used to play Aunt May.
Yeah.
You know, and now hot Marissa Tomei plays Aunt May. You know, the same thing now is happening with Santa Claus. We want Kurt Russell as Santa. We want a good-looking.
Yeah.
He's not fat.
Yeah.
He's bulky, but he's a good-looking dude. That beard, you can't go wrong. He's got that still beautiful head of hair. You know, and we even have to prettify our Santa Claus these days.
Because otherwise you're going to have to see Mel Gibson as the fat man.
Oh, yeah, right.
I think it's worth seeing. It's completely different from almost anything you've seen. And it's not as bad as you would think it to be.
Okay.
He's good. He has gravity.
It's like a B-movie action.
Yeah, but it's the premise is odd. It's Santa now. He's having problems with bills.
Okay.
And he has to sell himself to the government on a project in order to keep going. Except for the guy who plays the bad guy.
Walt Goggins.
Right. You got it.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, he is good.
Always
anyway, so
fun.
I think that's completely different. Otherwise, you're going to have to see.
But now let me ask you something about this Fat Man movie. He really is Santa Claus?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
But he's not overly portly.
Mm-hmm.
He's just heavy.
Of course not. He's Mel Gibson.
You're right.
Also a guy capable of growing a really great beard.
Yeah. And a guy who's had a rugged background so that he knows how to handle his guns and his bad boys. So, as you would have expected with Mel.
Yeah.
I know. You give me something besides It's a Wonderful Life.
The classic Chuck Jones version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Okay.
Is minute for minute, line for line, maybe the greatest holiday media in existence.
The standard one that I would pick besides It's a Wonderful Life would be The Bishop's Wife.
Oh, look at you.
The original Cary Grant.
Okay.
Very Young.
Good. Look at you coming through with a couple of new titles. Very good.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.